At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Governor Greg Abbott this morning is expected to announce a new commission to help the Texas Gulf Coast rebuild after Hurricane Harvey. John Sharp will lead that commission. The Texas A&M System Chancellor formerly served as state controller on the Railroad Commission and in both houses of the state legislature. The Texas Tribune reports Sharp won't leave his job at A&M for the new position. Rebuilding areas devastated by Harvey will be a monumental and expensive task. The U.S. House yesterday approved $8 billion in disaster relief spending for Harvey. The Senate will soon vote on doubling that amount. The federal cost to rebuild could run as much as $180 billion. The statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee remains standing this morning at a park in Dallas, despite the city council's decision to remove it. 13 members of the city council, including Mayor Mike Rawlings, yesterday voted to take it down immediately.
I don't believe it's the right thing for the city to have that statue up for another day. And the reason really is because of Charlottesville.
Council member Sandy Grayson cast the only no vote. She felt the statue should have been included in efforts by the mayor's task force to gather public input on Confederate monuments in Dallas.
I believe that the Robert E. Lee statue should have been part of the process that was laid out.
A few hours later, as a crew struggled to figure out how to remove the statue, a temporary restraining order was issued to stop the work. Dallas resident Hiram Patterson and the Texas chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans argued the city council improperly voted on a briefing day and had violated the First Amendment to serve with a complaint called an Orwellian agenda. A court hearing is scheduled for later today. A U.S. bankruptcy court has approved Sempra Energy's bid to purchase Dallas-based Oncor for nearly $9.5 billion. The electric utility giant's been seeking a buyer since its parent company filed for bankruptcy in 2014. The approval clears the way for Sempra and Oncor to seek approval from state regulators. The Texas Public Utility Commission has up to 180 days to review the deal and make a decision. The crowds at the Venice Film Festival are getting the first look at some of the most important films of 2017. Chris Wagner of our big screen team checks in from the festival with Stephen Becker.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and today we're calling long distance to Venice, Italy, and bringing in, of course, my co-host Chris Wagner of the Dallas Morning News. Chris, good to talk to you.
Ciao, Stephen.
So you were in Venice for the Venice Film Festival, which is really kind of the setup for the big fall and winter movie season.
Yeah, it kind of goes Venice, Telluride, Toronto. And between the three of those, they tend to kind of, as you say, set the table.
And you're over there taking part in a panel with some very prestigious film critics and people in the film world. Tell me a little bit about what you all talked about.
Yeah, so this is the third year now that I've been on this panel for the Biennale College, and it's basically a program that the festival does where they help finance low-budget independent films.
Well, let's get straight to the movies. One of the ones that I'm really interested in is one called Mother, which is the latest from Darren Aronofsky. He, of course, made The Wrestler and Black Swan. We haven't really heard from him for a while, but he's brought in this pretty prestigious cast with Javier Bardem, Jennifer Lawrence, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Ed Harris. This film has been kind of shrouded in mystery. I watched the trailer, and it looks like a thriller. Does it deliver?
I think it delivers. It's been one of the most divisive films at the festival. Some people really hate it. Some people like it a lot. I tend to lean towards the latter category. It's basically a married couple, Javier Bardem and Jennifer Lawrence, who encounter a lot of house guests who they have trouble getting rid of, and to say a lot more than that would kind of spoil the fun, but I am a big fan of Mother.
You also saw Suburbicon, which is directed by George Clooney and written by the Coen brothers. He brings in his old pal Matt Damon. We've also got Julianne Moore here. Tell us about that one.
It's a parody of the 50s and the 50s suburbia. It has some very violent and funny Coen brothers touches. And then it has, I think, some preachier elements that I tend to place more at the feet of Clooney and his writing partner, Grant Heslov. You can definitely see Coen brother touches throughout the film, though.
Well, speaking of films that probably have some violence in there, the kind of clunkily named Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is the new film from Martin McDonagh. Now, he's known for films like Seven Psychopaths and In Bruges, which, of course, have their own violent elements. Does he stay with his usual stock and trade with this one?
Yeah, it's pretty violent, and it's also interesting. I mean, Martin McDonagh is an Irish filmmaker, and this film is a pretty angry film, and it takes place in America, as the title suggests. And it's kind of gets at the core of a lot of the discord, again, that we are living through right now. And it has that sort of, you know, I like to think of McDonagh as sort of the Irish Tarantino. He's writes very funny dialogue, but also gives you some pretty grave situations to go along with that dialogue.
To wrap things up, you saw a film that you and I talked a lot about before you left, and that's The Shape of Water, which is Guillermo del Toro's latest. He's known for Pan's Labyrinth and really making these elaborate, really inventive-looking films.
Yeah, and that's one that is really not divisive at all because everybody seems to love it, including me. It's a real fresh take on the monster movie, and it's also a love story. It's got an amazing performance from Sally Hawkins, and it's got that visual inventiveness that you referred to. It's probably my favorite film of his to date. This one spoke to me a great deal, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it, I hope, come awards time.
All right, Chris, we'll have a safe trip back, and we'll catch up when you get back, all right?
Thank you, Stephen.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. In the forecast, sunny skies, a high near 86 expected today. Temperatures will drop to 62 overnight and then climb to 87 tomorrow, again under sunny skies. It's 65 degrees now in Dallas, 61 in Fort Worth.